Guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Dave Mills. If it sounds a little noisy today, it's a little noisy today. But that is because I'm at an epic, epic party at the Burton flagship store in Santa Monica. I'm so pumped, man. I made this partnership with Burton, and I'm going to do a once-a-month live podcast at Burton's flagship in Santa Monica on 3rd Street Promenade. Well, it's just a block off of 3rd Street Promenade. But today is the store's one-year anniversary. We're having a party. There's bands. There's sugar-free Red Bull and vodka, which is what I'm drinking right now. And, of course, the title sponsor of Date Fails has given me a bunch of samples for today. Shout out CBD Lion. I'm obsessed with CBD Lion. I talked to Andrew, the president, on the way here, and I was telling him how this month I had no menstrual cramps because I took the CBD. And my bestie, Aiden, said he had no hangover, even though he should have been blacked out the day after last time I talked to him. So the point is, CBD Lion is the company you need to keep your life in check. If you get stress, if you get anxiety, if you get hangovers, if you get pain, if you just want to chill, CBD, it's medicinal. There's no THC, there's no weed in it, it doesn't get you high. It's basically just something to add to your life to improve your quality of life and your health. So you guys should definitely get into it. They've got vegan organic gummies that come in great flavors. They've got scentless lotions for aches and pains. They've got tinctures you can drop under your tongue or mix into your morning coffee. 10 different flavors for a huge selection of different vape products. CBD Lion is great for anyone like me who's anxious and stressed out. So guys, get on it. Not to mention, Joey Diaz loves it. If Joey Diaz approves anything CBD or weed related, you know it's good shit. So go get it. CBDLion.com. Use my code KATEQ. You guys get 20% off your order. That's KATEQ is the code at CBDLion.com. All right, so here's what we're doing here today, guys. We're chilling at the Burton store. We're going to pull people into this podcast and just have them tell fun stories. I can't wait. We already met somebody interesting. I'm going to grab her right now, and we're going to get going with Date Fails. So, guys, I just met Janice.
Hey.
So here's how this went down, all right? I told the guys at Burton, I said, whoever comes to this party that's fun, funny, interesting, might have anything cool to say, send them over here so I can put them on the podcast. And immediately, two guys were like, Janice, you got to talk to Janice. She does. By the way, they said she's a YouTuber. No one even told me you're a freaking pro snowboarder, which is way more interesting, I think, than a YouTuber. Everybody's a YouTuber in LA, but you are a shredder.
I tried to shred. I'm either getting hurt or shredding, one of the two.
Well, I mean, that's a dangerous job, being a professional athlete, no matter what kind of athlete you are. I feel like it's definitely, there's a lot of risk involved. Before we do anything, tell them your whole name, because I don't even know. I didn't even get all the information since we just met.
See, I'm surprised that you even got my first name right away from people, because I just walked in here, too. But
really?
My reputation precedes me, apparently.
Well, I mean, you're at the Burton store, and you're a professional snowboarder. So I feel like they should know who you are. Everybody here should, when you walk in, a red carpet should come out, and there should be gold dust sprinkled on you.
Well, thank you.
What's your last name?
Spiteri.
I wouldn't keep spitting like that on the mic. You're going to have a lot more male followers if you keep that up.
Oh, yeah, they don't call me Spiteri for nothing. Oh, wait, I guess that doesn't work.
Yeah, no. I like it.
They don't call me Swallowteri for nothing.
Oh, my God, I love you so much, and we only just met. First of all, I have so many questions for you because, so guys, I pulled her on here because I wanted to hear her bad date stories, obviously, date fails. But then when I found out you're actually a snowboarder, I'm like more fascinated with you as a person just because, first of all, I love like badass women, and that's a badass, like that means that you must intimidate men.
Yeah, I think sometimes guys have a thing where, yeah, they don't want girls to be better than them at things. But also, like, from my standpoint, I can't date a guy that I'm better at snowboarding than. Like, I can't teach someone how to snowboard. So they either need to be better than me or just not be interested in it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's really funny because you're a professional, which means you can only date professional snowboarders.
No, you know.
Who else is better than you?
Guys. There's guys, local guys. Guys have a hard time getting sponsored and stuff. So there's some guys who are really good that.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean. It's sort of like a guy that can keep up with you on the mountain. Maybe he can't do as many tricks or something, but he can keep up. I could see that.
Or if he's like at least like a little bit better than me or has like a little bit more balls than me where he'll go out and like hit a jump and I can follow him into it. Like, that's a big thing. I need to be able to, like, if I don't know how to do something, be like, babe, like, can I do this? Like, can I watch you go first? And then if he goes first, I can do it.
That's a really funny thing to bring up, though, because I'm a stand-up comic. So, like, guys also want to be funnier than women. And so it's a weird thing where it's like you do want them to be funnier than you, even if you're a professional. Like, I need a guy to make me laugh. Even if it's my job, you have to make me laugh. But if they try too hard, it's a turnoff.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it has to come natural. So I kind of get it. But it's also, I mean,
like, you'd rather be with a guy who is funnier than you or just doesn't try to be funny at all. Like, you don't want to be with a guy who tries to be funny
never
and
try.
Isn't.
Yeah.
So that's my thing with snowboarding. It's like, if he just can't snowboard, if he's just awful at it, like, and I have to wait for him, it's like no go. But if he doesn't even want to snowboard, if he wants to go hang out in the lodge and like have some drinks and like I'll meet up with him later,
that's perfect. Better.
Cool. Yeah,
I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
So you could maybe date a skier.
Oh, yeah.
And he could go his own way. Oh, what's up? We on the Burton social media? You could date a skier. He could go his own way. You could do your thing.
Skier. I would be down to date like a pro skater. They're doing off their thing, I'm off my thing, and then every once in a while we'll just meet up, hang out, and then I'm like, okay, bye, go off to your little world now.
I can actually relate to that because I don't know how you are, maybe it's different with comedy, but I hate when guys that I'm dating want to come to my shows. If I was just flirting with a guy and he messaged me and said, when's your next show, I want to come, and I'm like, ugh. That's like if I was a doctor and you were like, when's your next patient visit? I'm going to come hang out in the office. Well, like, I don't want you at my job. I want to hang out at my job.
Yeah.
So I don't know. When you're at competitions, do you like for guys that you're with? I mean, would you want a guy watching you or would you feel more pressure?
I have a picture I can show you later. This guy that I was hanging out with once years ago came to one of my competitions, and I didn't know he had done this. He had made a sign. I think he had said he was going to make a sign as a joke, and I get down, and he's holding a sign, and across the sign says, Janice Bateri is so hot right now, and like a sticker from one of my sponsors, and I think it was like, at Janice Bateri is so hot right now, and I was like, okay, that was cool.
That's cute.
I'm like, that was pretty cool.
Well, okay, you know what, actually, that is really cute, and I suppose with snowboarding, I assume you're so in the zone, man. You probably don't even notice who's there or what's going on. Like, with comedy, you're actually looking at the audience. You're probably like, that's got to be... I ride, and I'm a decent snowboarder, but I mean, I only ride. So I can do the whole mountain, but I'm not doing jumps. I'm not doing tricks. That scares the shit out of me. Like, how
me
in the world did you... it does? It scares you?
There's been a lot of times when there is something that I'm looking at and I feel like I'm gonna crap in my pants. I'm like, there's no way, like I'm gonna throw up and poop at the same time. I'm terrified, but I'm like, well, I need to get this shot. Like, I have to get this photo because it's gonna be really sick. And so I'm just like, suck it up, and I'll just drop in. And the whole time I'm riding into the feature, I'm like, oh my God, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die. And then I'll be in the air and like land, and I'm like, cool, I didn't die. All right, like I'm good. And usually whatever I thought was scary, once I landed, I realized it wasn't as scary as I made it out to be, but it's like the anticipation, it's the not knowing that's the scary part.
Oh, it looks so terrifying, especially if there's any kind of ice. I learned to snowboard at Big Bear.
Yeah.
And it's like so icy there when it's not real snow, like when it's I don't know. I fell so much. I mean, I was covered in bruises, and that was my first experience. And then I got to like go up to Mammoth and then Canada, like where you actually get powder. And then I was like, oh, this doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're injured now, right?
I was. I had blown out my knee and I snowboarded with it blown out for 7 months before I got surgery.
That's so hot. You should tell every guy that on the first date. You should be like, bitch, I snowboard.
Oh, you're crying because you like sprained your ankle. Like, I just snowboarded with a blown knee for 7 months. Like,
yeah, well, just, we know.
I don't want to scare the guys off. It's hard enough dating in LA, as you probably
That's
know.
What we're going to talk about. All right, you're probably sick of talking about snowboarding. You're like, it's like when people ask me comedy questions. I'm like, can we get to anything more interesting?
I just have to stop talking about snowboarding before I sound like a jerk. I never, like, I'm always afraid that I'm going to start sounding like a total ass.
Why? So no, why?
I don't know. Like,
you don't sound anything like an
sometimes
asshole.
Sometimes I say things as a joke, like sarcastically. I'll sound like douchey on purpose because I'm doing it like in a like ironic way, and people don't realize I'm doing it, so I just sound.
No, like you can't sound douchier than any stand-up comedian ever, so you don't have anything to worry about. Like, your career, you could say anything and your career won't be canceled unless you're like blatantly racist, unless you're like, let's bring back slavery. Like, something like that would get you canceled. Everything else, you're fine. I think you're fine.
That does sound like the start of a bit that would go viral in a bad way.
Yeah, you're so right. I shouldn't have even said that.
You know, the thing about slavery.
The thing about slavery. I actually had a black guy the other day say, I want to be your sex slave to me in a text. And I was like, see, this is just baiting. Like, this isn't fair. Like, yeah, if I say yes, I'm racist. If I say no, I'm also racist.
Because, and you're not fun either.
Yeah. And I'm a prude. Yeah, like, there's no winning here. All right, so I walked up to her and said, do you have any terrible date stories? And you just went into so many bad date stories. I was like, oh, we have to just sit down and talk right now. But go ahead and tell the first one you told me about your Bumble date, because this is fantastic.
So this was actually the first person I ever met from Bumble.
And the last?
He seemed at first, when I was looking at his photos, I couldn't tell if he was gay or stylish, because he was, like, very styling, like Freddie Mercury styling.
Oh, wow.
You know, just, like, flamboyant-y, like, outfits. And so I got talking to him. He was a musician from New York, and I'm like, okay, cool. He's got style. Like, yeah, this is just maybe his, like, rock star kind of persona or whatever.
I doubt this guy could snowboard with you.
Probably not.
Freddie Mercury, I can't picture him on a snowboard at all, but you never know.
No, but so this guy, I get ready to meet him at some cool little like 40s bar in like West Hollywood or something. I don't remember what it was, but I was wearing these pants I bought just for the date. I went out shopping because I was like, this guy is so stylish. I need to get something that's like stylish and makes me look trendy and cool.
You were intimidated.
Yeah, well, I was like, I need to step up to this. Like, if he's going to be out there styling, I need to be out there styling. I can't
wait to
get a t-shirt.
I'm the same way. I've been there. I dated a guy who every outfit he bought me was better than anything I'd owned already. So I'm with you. I get it.
So I went out and I got these black and white striped pants. They were like skin tight pants with black and white, you know, like jailhouse stripes going vertically down them, and total rock star status, felt like a badass.
Yeah.
And then I had this like knee length, like fur coat thing. And what I have on top, I think I had like some kind of like little like bralette crop toppy thing.
Oh my God. I want to see what you looked like. Did you take photos?
Yeah. I'll show you, I took a photo with him because folks, I walk into this bar and he turns around, stands up, and he is in black and white pinstripe pants and a knee length coat and boots.
So you were twins. You were literally twins. You
went
and bought that. Oh my God.
And we looked at each other and we're just like, well, this is funny. And he's like, hey, by the way, there's a black and white striped wall around the other side of the block. I was like, well, we need to go take a picture there.
I'm obsessed with this. This is amazing.
So we took a picture together with our black and white striped pants and the black and white striped wall looking all like we were matching on purpose.
I have to see this. That is so... Was he wearing a bralette? Because that would make the story even better.
It would have made it better. I kind of wish he was wearing a bralette.
I love it. I had a Bumble date with a guy who... It was the only Bumble date I ever went on. Is something dripping? I lost my straw.
The straw kind of like attached itself.
We shouldn't have straws anyway. I went on a Bumble date with a guy. You can keep looking for the photo while I tell you this. And he looks so rugged on his whole profile. He was like photos of him like camping and like chopping down trees and just like playing football. It was like the most rugged Bumble profile ever. And then I went and met up with him. And as soon as I walked in and saw him, he was so like, but nothing wrong with this, but he was so like petite and effeminate, and he was sitting with like his legs crossed, and just, he was very tiny, and he stood up and he goes, "Oh my God, it's so good to meet you." And then he was like, "Wow, you're so hot." He's like, "Look around this bar, like everyone in it is hot. Like who here isn't hot?" And immediately I was like, "Oh my God." Like I'm just not like, it's not like I'm against going out with a bi guy, maybe, but just, I was expecting like freaking like the dude chopping trees down, lumberjack.
He could build you a cabin.
Yeah. And then it was the gayest date of my entire life. And then what freaked me out is he texted me the next day, invited me over to watch football. And I was just so confused. And I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling the vibe. And that was the end of that. So this is incredible. Oh my God. You guys belong together. Can I show this to the camera? Yeah. Will this guy get upset?
No. Yeah.
We can blur his face out if we decide to, I don't know how to do this. If we decide to use
there
it.
But
that, you're hot, girl. Look how hot she is, y'all.
Look at that. We were straight up matching.
But honestly, the fact that there happened to be a striped wall around the
corner. Yeah. Well, and then the thing is that we met up. We were like, hey, let's go out again. That was fun. I liked him. He was a little bit too forward and he tried to make a move to like, first when we walked from the first bar to our next bar, he was already trying to hold my hand, made a move to like kiss me like at the next bar. I'm like, dude, I've known you for like an hour.
Wow, really?
And he kind of was like, well, you know, in New York, we just like, things just happen faster.
I love that he just like blames it on New York.
Like, that's like, just how it is.
In New York, people just fuck at the first bar on the first
kind
date.
Of, yeah, that was,
what is he talking
about?
But
I was like, all right, you know, well, you know, he was cool and stylish. I'll go out with him
is
again.
Is he famous? Is this a big band? I'll blur his face
no,
out.
No,
I don't
know. I think he's just trying to get his thing going out here. I'm not quite sure.
I only asked that because, like, I could imagine a famous guy being like, when I go on dates, girls just blow me at the first cocktail or whatever, but, like, not that.
No, yeah. Well, and so, but I thought he was cool. I was like, maybe it was just a kind of weird interaction where he tried to move faster than I was comfortable with. Like, I'll give him another chance. So the second date, I'm like, all right, he's going to wear something stylish. I need to do another stylish outfit. So I'm looking through my stuff. I'm like, man, what's going to be cool? But also, what's he not going to wear? I don't know what this guy's going to wear.
Oh, my God. I love that this is a thought going through a woman's mind. How can I make sure to not match my guy?
So I'm looking at, like, my leather pants. And I'm looking at, I have this pair of, like, plaid pants. I'm like, oh, I really like my plaid pants. I'm like, combat boots. Maybe I'll do these. I went through a couple different outfits. And then I ended up, I don't know what I ended up wearing, but when I showed up, he was wearing plaid pants.
Stop
and
it.
I was this close. I was so close to wearing plaid pants too. So we would have been 2 for 2 matching.
This is honestly like the best. I feel like you guys either should never, ever speak again or get married. Like there's nothing in between.
Do you want to know how it ends?
Yes, please.
We never spoke again after that date.
Shut up.
Well, yeah, he was like my friend's playing at this club. So I went and we were kind of sitting there watching his friend perform. But he was like talking to other people. And then he was like, hey, you want to come back and hang out at my house? And I was like, all right, like, let's have a drink. Let's hang out. And then once again, like kept trying to push things. And I was like, no. Like, this is too much. And he's like, no, but like, it was one of those like, no, it's okay. Like,
I hate when people,
you know what's funny though?
Do you feel as a woman like, see, I have this problem that I do this where if a guy says, do you want to go hang at my place? I have to warn them. Okay, but I don't want to have sex with you because I feel like it's like the expected thing. But then it's also embarrassing to tell someone that because then they're always like, what do you think? I'm like a predator.
Yeah, I wasn't insinuating that. Like, I just want to hang out.
Yeah, you can't win.
Yeah, I feel like that's and I'm trying to remember. It was like a year ago. And I feel like when he suggested going to his house, I was like, yeah, like I'm down to like go have like a drink and like just like hang out and talk for a little bit more. Like.
Yeah, that's the point of going back to their place, right?
It was like, hey, so yeah, let's sit and talk in my bedroom. And I was like,
I hate that. I had a guy one time that I wanted to go out with for so long. I thought he was cute and we flirted. And like forever, I was trying to get this guy to ask me out. He finally does it. We go on a date the date goes great. He took me to a party with all his friends. And, like, I like when a guy takes me around his friends because it shows me they don't have a girlfriend. Like, they're not bringing a side
home.
They're
not trying to hide you.
Yeah. Or they do this constantly and they're complete garbage. Like, there's no in the middle. But hopefully it means they don't have a girl. So he takes me to the party. We have a great time. End of the night, he's like, do you want to go back to my place and hang a little more? And at this point, I didn't say, yeah, but I don't want to hook up. I was like, sure. So we go to his place. His place is very tiny, and the only TV is in the bedroom.
Of course.
Of course. So he's like, let's go in the...
He knew what he was doing.
I mean, obviously. Yeah. So he takes me... He goes, let's watch a movie or something. He walks me in the bedroom. I go, I didn't know your only TV is in the bedroom. He goes, what's the big deal? As he's saying, what's the big deal, he takes his pants off.
What's the big deal? Oh, by the way, I like to get naked when I watch TV. It's not a sexual thing. I just like to be naked.
I could not believe it. He takes his pants off, and he has underwear on, but he just gets in bed. He's like, pats the bed next to him. I'm like, come on over. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go. And he was like, why? And I was like, I wasn't planning to, like, spoon in bed. I thought we were going to, like, talk. I thought maybe you'd have a living room. We could, like, smoke a joint, like, have a conversation. So I called an Uber, and he was like, well, this is very disappointing. And I was like, you're disappointing.
Excuse you.
Yeah, and what's crazy is this guy's a pretty, he's not a super famous guy, but he's a well enough known actor that's like, I would never do something. I would be so scared that girls would tell my story. Like, do you know?
Oh, because you could easily say his name right now, and he, like, you know?
Yeah. Not to mention that I'm going to give you one. I have badges that say Fuckboy Patrol on them that I give to girls. And then guys are so shocked when, like, they are fuckboys and I, like, write jokes about them and ruin their lives. They're so surprised. I'm like, what did you think would happen?
Oh, man.
Anyway.
There's this other guy, the second guy that I met from Bumble. I haven't had any good Have I had a good experience from Bumble? I don't think I've had a good experience from dating app.
Probably not.
This other guy... We were talking and we started texting, and he is so funny. I was loving it, texting back and forth, super witty and like real great conversation. Nice. And it's like, man, like this is fun. Like I'm having a good time talking to him. And when I met him in person, he was like kind of like shaky and like nervous and like was like the kind of like sweaty, shaky type.
On cocaine?
Like, no. Oh. He was like, well, when he met me, he like shook my hand. He's like, sorry, I'm really shaky because I haven't eaten today. And I'm like, you could have planned for this. Like, what?
I wonder if he was a fan. Is he nervous?
No.
Like a fan nervous, maybe?
I don't know, but it was weird because over text, it was like a totally different person.
Interesting.
So it was great texting. I loved talking to him. And then once I met him, I was like, this is weird.
I wonder if maybe one of his buddies, like sometimes my girlfriends will hand me their phone and I'll like send really witty texts to the guys they're flirting with. And then I do think that like when you meet him in person, this isn't going to match up. But I don't know. Have you ever had a guy? This is a good question. Okay, I'm just going to ask you a few more. If at any point, by the way, you want to jump off, you're tired of talking.
I love talking to you.
Okay, perfect. I'm loving it.
You're my new friend.
You're really amazing.
If you guys want to keep listening for, 5 hours, we can stay here all night.
We really could. Except I'll run out of vodka Red Bull soon and get another one. This is my question. Two. One is, I haven't looked at your Instagram yet. You just followed me. I haven't even opened my phone. So do you get a lot of... I know. It really is. Do you get a lot of DMs from guys? I mean, I haven't looked yet. How many Instagram followers do you have? Just tell me while I'm trying to find you.
Like 31,000 right now. Janice right there.
Okay, there you are. Okay. So you must get DMs from dudes being like, oh my God, you're so hot and you snowboard. You're my dream girl, blah, blah, blah.
See, yeah. You know what? I get DMs from guys, but I don't actually get that many like creepy or weird DMs. Like for the most part, I get a lot of guys who are like, hey, watching you learn to skate or getting back on your snowboards inspired me to start skating again. And like,
no way.
I'd love to meet you. Or like someone be like, can I take you on a date? Like, I love your videos. Like that's about as weird as it gets. It's like, aww. I want to take you on a date if you're ever in like this town.
I get those too, which I actually always think is cute. Like, guys will write me that. They'll go, if you're in New York, I'd love to take you to dinner. And then I'm like, that's sweet. But then also in my mind, I'm like, do they really think when I get to New York, like, I have some folder in my phone that's like, DMs from New York, man.
I mean, maybe you should.
I honestly really, actually, I should. I bet that's what guys do. It never even occurs to me. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. But yeah, most of the part, the guys in my DMs are like pretty respectful, which is good. And like on my YouTube videos, the few times that someone will like comment something out of line, I'll usually have other male subscribers jump in and say, like, you know,
me
like,
too.
That's
they
not
have
cool.
your
Why
back.
Why would you say that? Yeah.
Tell them your YouTube channel.
YouTube, Instagram, Twitter is all Janice Spiteri.
I'll tag you so they can like find you from mine too, because yeah. Spiteri is probably hard to spell.
It is.
Spiteri. Spell it. I'm not going to guess.
Spit. E-R-I. S-P-I-T-E-R-I.
Oh, that's actually easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
There it is.
Same thing, Janice. It's Denise with a J. J-E-N-I-S-E.
You were saying, yeah, that
so
actually
people,
is.
People try to, like, write out my name with, like, 13 letters, and I'm like, yo, relax. Like, I see my name, like, relax. J-E-E-N-N-E-E-S-E-E, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
well, you never know. I mean, there's so many weird ways to spell a name these days. I mean, your name could be some weird shit, like, West or North or whatever. What the hell is going on?
Tissue box.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually,
tissue box?
I was talking to a guy about, like, kids' names. I'll get into, like, real deep conversations real fast with guys. Like, what do you want to name your kids when you have them? And, like, I got into a conversation with a guy about, like, naming kids, like, random things. And so it became our joke to be like, oh, little baby Nectarine, like, little baby crosswalk. Like,
I think that if you get pregnant on Halloween, you should have to name the baby after the costume the guy was wearing that you slept with. So, like, if he was Batman, you have to name the kid Batman or Bruce Wayne. Wouldn't that be great if there were kids running around named, like, weird shit like that? Like, what? Who is the guy? What was that movie that came out that Ryan Reynolds was the superhero in?
Deadpool.
Yeah, what if you had to name your baby Deadpool that year that, like, every guy was Deadpool on Halloween? You're like, this is little Deadpool. How cute is he?
Well, so my other baby name concept that I like is to name a kid, like, a really weird name that has a normal abbreviation. So, like, if I had a kid, Liz, and they grew up being called Liz, all their friends call him Liz, I'm always like, Liz, come here. And then in school one day, when someone's like, oh, is Liz short for Elizabeth? They go, no, it's actually Lizard. Like, giving,
that's
like, a
hilarious
kid, like, a weird name, but yeah, it sounds normal. People don't know it's normal until they see the full thing written out. Like, you know, they'd get their student ID card and someone be like, wait, your name's Lizard?
That's a great idea. You really should do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you should. Or you should make a deal with Burton. They give you, like, $1 million. You name your kid Burton, no matter what happens. Boy or girl. You're like, this is baby Burton.
Baby.
The baby, baby comes out on a snowboard. It, like, rides out of your vagina. yeah, I have more questions. Oh,
baby, baby Mike. Well, little Mike. Mike's running around. His name's actually Microphone. It's
wouldn't
not
that
Michael.
Be great? Microphone.
Oh,
that poor
is your
kid.
Full name Michael? No, it's Microphone.
I feel like if you give your kid a name that, like, makes him made fun of for life, like, if you name your kid something as stupid as Microphone, that kid should be allowed to sue you later in life for, like, the trauma they suffered.
I had a friend whose middle name was Danger.
Oh, that's
which
dope.
Is sick. Yeah, wait. People go, Danger's my middle name. Like, it actually was. It was his legal middle name.
Oh, that's actually dope. I want to change. Did he change it or he was named that?
No, his parents gave it to him.
I love his parents. Yeah. Shout out so to Danger's cool. parents. I'm actually slightly buzzed now. I'm like, I almost want to pause and get another drink, but I don't feel like I'm too lazy and we're having fun. Oh, here's one for you. Have you ever slid into guys' DMs that you didn't know?
Yeah, I've probably done that a few times to, like pro surfer, like,
really?
You know, or like I don't know, I've been meaning to hit up, like, Dave Franco. I just want to shoot my
surfer?
Shot.
Surfer? I'm an
no,
idiot.
No, Dave Franco, James Franco's brother.
Oh, is he an actor?
He's real
what's his story?
Cute. Oh.
I don't know, man. Oh, James boy. Franco seems nuts.
He seems nuts, but also I'm kind of attracted to James Franco.
Well, I'm attracted to every guy that's nuts.
His brother Dave is real cute. But, like, James Franco has definitely, like, slid into girls' DMs and met up with them. So,
dude, are you kidding?
Yeah, so I'm
they
definitely,
they all do,
like,
that.
Who knows? You never know if you...
I mean, listen.
Look at that.
Oh, he's hot. He kind of looks like Joaquin. Dude, I'm so into Joaquin Phoenix. I would fuck Joaquin Phoenix in the Joker makeup until he died. I would literally fuck him to death as the Joker. And
is it clowns that you're attracted to?
No,
or?
It's just Joaquin. I'm attracted to, like, dangerous men.
Dangerous men, a.k.a. clowns.
Clowns.
Because you never know what the hell is in their minds that made them want to be a clown.
You really don't. By the way, what were you drinking?
It was a sake and coconut water.
Did you want another? My friend just wanted to get us, my sound guy, Rusty. He just wanted to get more
Garcon.
Drinks. Do you
Garcon.
Want one?
Yes.
Do you want one?
Yeah, sure.
We can just go grab them. Let's just go grab them and come back.
Yeah, all
I
right.
I can pause this because I he didn't take his phone, so I don't know how to get his attention. I know, but I want him to get her one, too. We'll go tell him. I'm pausing. Well, I'll just leave it. He can cut it. That's his job. Guys, this seems like a good time to tell you about one of our other sponsors today, which is BetterHelp. I talk about BetterHelp all the time because I use it now, and I feel like I'm getting better, actually. I'm having adult relationships. I'm apologizing when it's my fault. I'm meditating. I'm letting go of things. I'm doing well, and I feel like a lot of it is due to BetterHelp. If you don't know what BetterHelp is, I want you guys to learn about it because I know most of you who listen to my podcast and DM me are disasters like I am. I know that because I actually read your DMs. And there's a way to improve your life. It's called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically a way for you to easily talk to a counselor who can help you with your life issues, whether it's depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping. I have trouble with sleeping. The CBD helps with that also. There's nothing wrong with getting somebody to help you relieve your stress by talking through it. Listen, your lover doesn't want to listen to your garbage, all right? I'm not calling it garbage, but like the truth is, if you could unload all the crap in your life on someone who's being paid for it, then your lover doesn't have to listen. Your friends don't have to listen. I used to dump all my problems on my friends. That's probably why I have less friends now. If I would have talked to a counselor sooner, I'd be happier. I'd have better friends. So guys, the point is, go get a therapist on BetterHelp. They're licensed across all 50 states. They can help you with whatever you need. You can do it through text. You can do it through a video chat. You can do it in person. You can do it over the phone. You can do it however you want. It's confidential. If you don't like your therapist, you can get a different therapist. So go right now to betterhelp.com/datefails and use my code datefails. First of all, it's a truly affordable option. And if you're one of my listeners, you get 10% off your first month with my discount code DATEFAILS. So why not start today? Go to betterhelp.com/DATEFAILS. Fix your life. Fill out the questionnaire. They will assess your needs, and they will get you matched with a counselor you will love. That's betterhelp.com/DATEFAILS. I'm proud of you guys because I know you're going to listen to me. You're going to get CBD, and you're going to get BetterHelp, and you're going to fix your life. I could learn everything from you. She just said I'm making ASMR noises.
Yeah, you're going to have some surprises to listen to when...
I hope so. I'm going to leave in that whole break. I don't know what happened.
I told a joke. I made noises.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the joke thing. Let's talk about the comedy thing you were talking about. Okay. So I came up to her, and I got to stop saying I came up to her. It sounds like I walked up to you in a bar like to hit on you, which is kind of almost what happened. Let me turn this camera slightly because I keep on moving out of the frame.
Yeah, it's just kind of on me and I feel...
No, I
feel
like
really...
that it's only on you. Well, there's no light either. It's overhead light, which is the absolute worst lighting
it's not
in the
doing
world.
A lot, but...
No, but we're going to put a filter on it with like dogs over our faces or something if we look...
I love it. You look great.
And honestly, who cares?
Everyone's cuter with a dog nose.
I mean, I actually don't do any of those animal filters purposely because I'm like, if a guy wants to bang me because of an animal filter on my face, that's not a guy I want to sleep with. Well, like, what kind of freak is into that?
And what if it turns out you're more attractive with a dog nose, and then once you learn that about yourself, you'll never be able to look at yourself confidently again. You'll be like, if only I had a dog nose.
Everyone is more attractive with a dog nose. Like, have you ever turned off a filter and thought, I look better without this? I always look better with all the filters. If I could live with a filter, I would. I'm just going to start walking around with like a screen over my face.
I feel like there's a movie coming out that I saw a preview for. It's a show on Amazon or Showtime or something about like in the future. It's called like months and months or years and years or something, but like they have the technology where people can pop on one of those like dog filters in real life, and you have like a filter,
like a hologram that's in front of your face.
Yeah, and
I want it now.
Filter onto you in real life. Yeah.
How sad is it? I have a theory. This is probably crazy and it's probably not going to happen, but I actually have a theory that 50 years from now, no, not 50, 200, maybe 150, something like that, years from now. Like three more generations, maybe. Well, that's 300 years. Forget it. My point is, like our great-great-grandkids, I believe a lot of things are going to go away because it's, I don't know about you, but like I used to love social media. I'm already getting over, I'm getting sick of it to the point where I just turn it off for days sometimes. I used to read everything on a Kindle. Now I went back to paper. I think things are going to go back.
It's and there's this situation a lot of people are experiencing, a lot of creators, called fatigue, creation fatigue, or
yeah, it's like writer's block, but yeah, it's like new version.
It's like burnout. It's like
burnout.
People are getting
I have that
burnout from
not what
social
you mean.
Media. and like for me, like usually I'll edit a YouTube video and I spend so many hours on my screen just like focusing. There's like I'm like I need to be in the gym. I want to be skateboarding. I want to go to the beach, but I'm like I have to edit. So when I finish, I like shut my computer and I don't even want to look at my computer for like days until I'm like, oh crap, I need another YouTube video up by tomorrow. Like, oh my God, I need to do this again.
Yeah.
It's stressful and it's hard because it does take a lot of time and it's not
overwhelming, man. It really, you know, there's this comedian named Ari Shaffir who, we're actually doing a podcast. Yeah, no care. No, you're okay.
Do you want to sing something, though?
Would you like to sing? Come over here, please. Come around to the back.
Just give us a little song,
this
acapella.
This woman walked up and asked if we're doing karaoke, so we just decided.
I'll sing with you. I love karaoke.
Are you sure? We all love karaoke. What do you know? Do you know any Lizzo?
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, I got boy problems. That's a human in me. Bling, bling, then
how
I saw him. That's a goddess
funny
in me.
Funny is it that every woman knows the words to this song.
You could have had a bad bitch.
Wait, I have to tell you the funniest story about that, and then we'll go back. Do you know who Jonathan Lipnicki is? The kid from...
yes.
I hate to call him the kid from Jerry Maguire.
Stuart Little? Yeah.
Okay, he's a very good friend of mine. And the other night, we were at karaoke, and I wanted to do the Lizzo song. And Jonathan was like, I don't know. Don't do that song. He goes, that song bothers me. I go, why? He goes, because not every guy wants a bad bitch. Some of us want a considerate bitch who does answer texts and does want... Like, he was dead serious.
He's
offended. I was like, I have to write a bit about you. This is hilarious.
All right.
I know. Why don't you get fitness? They're over there.
No, but you came and wanted to do karaoke.
You asked for karaoke. Will you at least come say hi to the... We have a camera on. Will you come wave hello and so that people can see who we're talking... Come around to this side. You got to come over here. All right. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy is here at the Burton party. She looks amazing. See, here's Amy. Amy, how did you find out about this party?
Oh, I found out because Fitness announced it on their Facebook page.
Okay, and then you came in here, you're having a great time, and now you would like to sing a song.
I would. Oh, not really.
What's the song? I'll back you up.
What's your favorite band?
Julian K.
Who'd she say? I couldn't hear you.
Julian K.
Julian K? I don't know that band. I don't know who that is. Can you sing something of theirs for us? Just something short?
Not really.
Is that a rapper or is that an artist?
No, they're...
I didn't mean rappers aren't artists. That came out all wrong. I meant a band.
I did. You sound really offensive.
They're actually indie and they're sounding like... They do different sounds. I would say they do like alternative sounding or European.
Alternative European
Euro
rap.
Indie. Indie Euro.
They don't rap?
They do now. Let's hear you rapping your favorite version of one of their songs.
Oh, no.
All right, fine. We're ending this conversation. Amy's
Yo,
amazing.
We're at the Burton store with Amy. The music's going on and it's going crazy. Everything's good. I don't have a baby.
I feel a little bit hazy. Maybe it's a Red Bull. Maybe it's your shirt.
Or maybe it's just Amy.
Oh, I feel hurt. Amy won't go out and rap with us on the mic, so what we gonna do is start a big fight! I don't know why I went there.
You're
a good rapper!
Yo, if you want to come to our duo, our rap duo, we've just established we're a rap duo now. What do you think, Amy? Okay.
We're a trio if Amy joins in.
Yeah, right.
I don't think she'll be buying our album.
Yeah, probably not. All right, well, Amy, we love you. You're amazing. Thank you for coming by. We'll see you when we're rapping together next year at the
VMAs. We'll give you front tickets to our first rap show.
Oh, okay. I'll be there with my iPad.
With your iPad. Could you say, that's hilarious, with my iPad. Where are you from?
I'm actually from the Valley.
You look Hawaiian. Are you Hawaiian?
I am not.
What's your ethnicity?
My ethnicity is Chinese.
When you said I'll be there with my iPad, I was going to say that's so Asian of you. And then I was like, but I think she's Hawaiian. So I stopped myself because I was like, I don't want to make the wrong racist joke, even though both would be. Well, Hawaiian's not really a racist.
It's still racist.
It's very, both are racist. But
this is 2019. Everyone has iPads. Do you not have an iPad?
I have an iPad.
If you don't have an iPad, you're just
my
poor.
My iPad sucks. I know.
I don't have an iPad. I don't have one.
But you're just poor.
I have a Facebook page called Amy's Music Room, and I do videos.
Amy's Music what?
Room.
Room? And you won't sing or rap for us? I'm offended. I'm offended. How dare you? I'm canceling you. I'm just kidding.
I was just gonna say, Amy's canceled.
You're canceled.
You haven't even subscribed.
I haven't. I love how she came back here, won't sing, but she's plugging her page.
She came back here. She's spoken to you for 2 seconds, and she goes, you haven't even subscribed to me.
I haven't even. Yeah, she's like, please like, subscribe,
I've been talking
comment.
To her for an hour, and she hasn't even subscribed to me.
I just subscribed right now. Well, on Instagram.
Yeah, you follow me.
All right.
You're not a subscriber.
Listen,
you're not a true
I'm
fan.
Gonna subscribe. We just met. This is all happening very fast for us. Amy, it was lovely to meet you. I'll make sure.
Good luck with the podcast.
Thank you.
I don't remember what we were talking. Oh yeah, I remember what we were going to talk about before we ran into Amy.
What were we talking about?
We talked about famous DMs.
Oh, Jonathan Lipnicki.
I told that story. Yeah, no, that's nothing.
You were just saying you were going to write a bit
Lipnicki.
About him.
No, it was before you came up.
Oh, it was before
it's
that.
It's fine. Who cares? Point is, I asked if you slid into anyone's DMs, and I talked about famous guys, and then whatever. I was going to ask you, we were going to talk about comedy, because I said when I met her, basically the point is, we were talking, and she was saying that she has a YouTube channel, and she does mostly like snowboard videos and stuff like that. And basically she was saying it's hard because when you get injured and you can't ride as much and stuff, It's like, how do you keep up consistent content?
When people are expecting a particular thing from you.
Right, when people want snow, they're like, we're not here for your, like people do this to me. Like I'll post a really funny joke and then I'll get people go, we're not here for jokes, I'm here for the tits. And then I'll post like a hot photo and then my comedy fans will go, we're not here, I don't follow you for these, I'm disappointed you keep posting hot photos, I'm here for your jokes. And like no one's ever satisfied. And I was basically saying to her, you know, you have to like try to build multiple audiences. It's part of the reason when Aaron from Burton came up to me and was like, let's collab, I was like, this is perfect because I want to do more stuff that's outside of my wheelhouse. And I'm a big snowboarder and people don't know that. Well, I'm a big fan of snowboarding. Like I love anything active. I love.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Yeah. So the point is, you, now that I've sat down with you, I'm standing, but now that we've stood
now
and
that
sat.
You've watched me sitting down.
Now that I've watched you sitting.
Now you've stood looking down on me, judgmental.
Yes, now that I've judged you for about 45 minutes or however long. How long is this now? Doesn't matter.
God, it feels like we've been talking
feels
for
like
hours.
10 years. Well, that lady out. Took up like 8 minutes. And she was great. I actually liked her. So, point is. You're funny and interesting and charismatic. I'm not just saying that because I wouldn't. Oh my God. I wouldn't. You actually made a joke with a punchline at one point, and your story had beats and rhythm. It wasn't a boring, long story. What's up, man?
It's James.
James with the horizontal stripes.
He's not James with the vertical. See, he's not the guy from my bad date story.
Who's James? James, you got to come around and say hi because we're podcasting.
Wow.
What's up, James?
How we doing?
I've known this guy for a long time.
This is James. I need an introduction because I don't know James. Who are you, James? James.
Over here.
James, how do you know each other? I'm Kate, by the way. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
We met on Mount Hood snowboarding our lives away.
Like 6 years ago or something.
Yeah.
No way. You guys met snowboarding? That's dope.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
Up in Oregon.
Yeah.
He's a shredder.
He's a shredder too?
But where are you? You're in Missouri.
I lived in Montana. Now I'm based out of Salt Lake City.
I love Montana so much. It's like one of my favorite states. I would live there. I love Glacier. Have you been to Glacier?
Yes. My brother lives over there.
Is it still, are there still glaciers or has it all melted?
We do have a few left, yeah.
That's good. That makes me sad. I hope things cool back down because that's
too.
Glacier I'm National
sure
Park I'm talking about. Anyway, I just met her. I do a podcast called Date Fails about the worst dates ever and bad. Do you have any horrible dating stories you'd like to share?
Oh, wow. Where do I begin?
Well, tell me the worst one that pops into your head, the instant worst date of your life or bad sex.
Don't tell them about our date.
Oh, God. Did you guys go out?
No. Only my dreams.
Aw. All right. Let's hear it. Worst date ever. Go.
Well, okay. I was in Aspen, and she's a cute girl, but super crazy.
Define super crazy, first of all.
Basically just wasn't all there. Conversations went from like all the way over here to all the way over here, just talking about family to talking about like skydiving. It was crazy. But she...
That sounds like this whole podcast so far.
This also doesn't have to be PG-13, as I'm realizing. It's okay to say. Okay.
You can say anything. This is like XM radio. Like, you can say all the words George Carlin warned you about.
Word. Okay. But yeah, she invited me back. Her mom owned a dentist office.
A dentist? Here, you can hold the mic. Hold the mic.
She owned a dentist office downtown Aspen. And she invited me back to her dentist's office to make sweet love to her. And at that point,
Her mom or her? She invited you to her mom's dentist office to have sex?
Yeah.
Which does her mother know she does this?
It sounds like the best date ever.
Yeah, I know. It was cool. I was stoked about the invite. But she, it was just so weird, you know? Like, I tried, even though the vibes were just not right, not even close.
So wait, you couldn't do it? You didn't have sex with her at the dentist's office?
No, I didn't.
So the vibes were off. So like, she invited you to hook up in the dentist's office. Did she want to do it in the dentist chair?
Yes, she did.
Oh my God. This is incredible. Do you think she's done this before?
Oh yeah, that was the weirdest part. I think she's just a huge slut. So it just crushed me. I couldn't take it seriously.
What does this girl do for a living? Please tell me she's a dental hygienist or something. Yeah. Something in the dentist. What does she do for a living? Do you know?
I don't remember now.
Wow. But you couldn't do it because you weren't into her?
No. It was so off.
And just, I feel like that'd be a weird situation. You're like in a dentist office after hours. It's not a sexy place. You don't go to dentist office and be like, wow, I'm turned
down
on here.
Kinky, but
I wonder if she. I wonder if she blows like, guys in the dental chair and then spits it in the little bowl into the actual chair.
It was just too slutty and different. I mean, I'm all about like some adventure, but
I agree. That first date.
Yeah, it was so different.
Oh, that was the first
date.
Yeah, first date.
You didn't even know her last name yet.
Tinder.
Were you scared at all? I'd be a little nervous someone's going to murder me if they invited me to that.
Yeah, it was frightening.
Did she put on the mask?
No, but I think she wanted to do some work on my teeth and whatever else. Who knows?
Yo, there's drugs and shit in there. You're lucky to be alive, bro.
Yeah.
You think snowboarding's dangerous. You almost got murdered on that thing.
She could have knocked you out with the laughing gas and then, like, stolen your teeth and left.
Yeah.
Like, what if she made you pass out? She's like, here, try some laughing gas. It's really fun. Knocked you out, and then you woke up, and all of your teeth are gone.
Dude. She
for real.
A patient comes in tomorrow for a veneer. She's like, let's see how these fit. She's like,
that's how she gets teeth for other people's mouths.
Oh, my God. This chick is definitely a murderer, dude. You're so lucky.
I'm glad I'm here today.
Oh, my God. So are we.
I came to the party. How's the party?
Well, the parties, we've been here for like 35 minutes talking, but it seems great. The first band was awesome. The second,
there's food. Go check out the food. There's drinks.
There's vodka, Red Bull.
The Red Bull.
There's sake
vodka.
And coconut water.
Word.
You're a snowboarder, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He's a great snowboarder.
You're probably like a professional.
I know
nothing.
What I'm saying. He's better than me. So
you could date him.
He'd be okay in my list to date.
I don't know about that.
She can only date guys that are better at snowboarding than her.
Oh, wow.
I only fuck comedians who aren't funny, but not on purpose.
No, it's just, we went over this, is that, like, I can't be waiting on a guy to get down the run, and I don't want a guy asking me, like, oh, hey, how do you hit a rail? You would never ask me those questions. Like, I'd be trying to keep up with you, and I could be, hey, James, can you hit this jump, and I'll follow you in.
I know what you mean.
And we're good.
Like, I actually get that. I don't want to date a guy who's like, so what's Joe Rogan like? Like, I don't want to date somebody asking stupid questions like that. But then at the same time, I do like dating guys that can teach me things.
Yeah,
something
I want to learn.
Though.
I like to learn.
Yeah, like it'd be cool to date a guy who gets comedy, but he's great at like music and he can teach me to play piano or something completely unrelated. Can you play piano?
I wish. No, I can't.
All right, well, then you two are the perfect item and I'll find a pianist.
There's definitely a pianist.
You got to give a shout out to your, I'm assuming you have like a great Instagram with lots of snowboarding stuff and probably a YouTube like her. Do you want to give your, you probably have like 8 million followers.
No.
What's your Instagram?
At JP Fleggy.
JP what?
Fleggy. F-L-E-E-G-E.
F-L-E.
J-P-F-L-E-E-G-E.
E-E-G-E. That sounds like Fleggy.
Yeah.
Fleege.
I get that.
Fleege. Egg. Perfect. I love you. You're the best. Go check out the party. We won't keep you here. We're going to.
Cool.
We're
Thanks
actually
for
gonna,
having me.
Dude, thank
this
you.
This is a great intro right into the party.
Yep. You see, this is what happens. You walk in and you get like put on camera right away. It's like the worst Hollywood garbage, but the best party ever. We're so excited to be here. Guys, we're going to pause and stop down. Then I want to hear about you doing stand-up comedy because I'm going to make you.
Ooh. Yes.
All right. We'll be back. We're taking a break. Tap. Okay, so we're back with Janice.
Hey, folks.
I cut us off earlier because I needed to take a moment, and now I'm more buzzed. It was probably a bad plan. They have free vodka here, guys. So I'm a tequila drinker normally, and they don't have that here. And vodka's different for me.
Mm.
What do you drink normally? Be honest.
I've been doing whiskey a lot lately.
Oh, that's so hot. You're going to have like 8 million DMs after that. She's like, I snowboard. I only drink whiskey, and I have no good clothes.
It started, the thing is that it started with whiskey ginger ales. And then I went on a date with a guy out here. Actually, a date where I thought it went great, and it was awesome. At the end, he was like, this was fun. Like, let's meet up again. Let's do this. And then when I texted him to be like, hey, let's go out again, like, I didn't get a reply. But
he never answered?
No, and he was the one who was like, let's meet up again.
But he said that in person?
Yes.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where at the end of every date, George breaks up with the girl and she's like, you're not breaking up with me. And he's like, okay, well, we should do this again sometime. But he doesn't want
to. Just never does. Well, the thing is that this guy is the one who, when I was on a date with him, I was like, what are you drinking? He's like, oh, I'm going to get an old fashioned. And I was like, I've never had an old fashioned. And he's like, you should try one. So I did. So I moved on from whiskey ginger ales to old fashions.
I
now
love
I
old
do
fashions.
Old fashions. I'm like working my way up to doing whiskey on the rocks. I tried whiskey on the rocks recently. I'm not ready for that yet. I need to do old fashions for like another couple years and then I can move on.
Oh my God. First of all, I love old fashions. Okay. Secondly, I actually last night started thinking that I should write a bit about the fact that I drink tequila. And when I drink tequila, I mean, when I have people over, I have a couple bottles of, like, liquor in my house. I have tequila, vodka, Jack Daniels, Fireball. But whenever I open one, there's always lipstick stains on the top because every once in a while I'll just drink a shot out of it. Yeah, so the point is, I was thinking last night that it's funny. Like, if there's lipstick stains on the top of a booze bottle in your house, that guy should wear, like, 3 condoms. Like, I don't fuck a lot of guys.
Is that what you're saying about yourself?
I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying if I was a dude and I went to a girl's house and all the liquor bottles had lipstick stains on top, I'd be like, oh, this chick definitely has like 8 STDs. I'd be afraid. I don't.
You're literally talking about yourself right now.
I know. I know. What I had a moment of self-judgment where I was like, Kate, you need to get your shit together. Like, this is bad. Like, this is a bad look for you. So,
hey, speaking of Jack Daniels, I was in Tennessee last week and I went to the Jack Daniels distillery.
No way.
I did.
How was it?
It was so cool.
Did you sample all the different kinds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Cool.
So they did a tasting at the end and it was their like, it was all their like $100 bottles.
Yeah. 100. They're probably way more expensive.
Yeah, it was like, it was the like single barrel bottles or like the private reserve ones.
Yeah.
And so I was like really trying to, you know, be a whiskey aficionado with it, like really just tasting the oak and the vanilla.
Tasting the oak?
I was trying. Yeah. It was, I mean, it was strong. We had one that was, it was like, what, like 60, no, 40% alcohol or it was like 120 proof. Most like
120 proof. That's 240% alcohol.
No, it's the other way. The proof is double the percent.
Oh, it is? Are you sure?
Yeah. So
I've been lied to.
But it was like 20% stronger than regular.
So it was like moonshine.
Yeah.
Drank
they legit. Said they said it was moonshine.
I'm moving this stool over so we can put our drinks
on. Do you want
it.
Oh,
anyway. God, there's so much more I want to talk about.
We don't
with you,
need no
fine.
Man. It's 2019. We are strong, independent women.
We don't need dude, for real. I don't want a boyfriend. They make you though. When you don't want them, they make you. And then, okay, listen, she came up and I said, we talked about YouTube and I basically said, you should do like funny stuff on your YouTube and I do stand up and maybe we can do some stuff together. And she said, you took a stand up comedy class and you performed.
Yeah,
she's a stand up.
It was a little seminar. It was like 2 hours long or 3 hours long. We put together little bits and, you know, I just tried it out in front of the class and I wasn't really sure how it went because when you're up there and you're doing it, you sometimes you can't tell people's reactions. Like, places where I thought there was going to be big laughs, there wasn't. So I finished, I was like, okay, all right. Yeah. And then after the class, people came up to me and they were like, hey, that was really good. That was great. Like, you know, you're pretty good at this. I'm like, oh, this is the first time I've ever put together any kind of stand-up. I didn't think I could do stand-up. They're like, really? This was your first time, like, doing a stand-up comedy thing? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh,
they didn't
good.
Know that?
No, people didn't know.
It wasn't like a class graduation performance?
No. This
Where
was, like,
was it?
This was a one-day seminar. It was at the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA. They have different seminars and classes about different things within entertainment. And I saw this one on doing a stand-up comedy routine. I was like, wow, that sounds interesting. Like, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And so there were some people there who did comedy or just, you know, comedic, like, television or wanted to be comics or stuff. So there was a mix of experience levels in the class.
Yeah.
So when people came up to me and said I did good, like, they didn't know I had never done it, which that felt good. I was like, okay, I guess they did think it was funny then. Like, cool.
That's a good way. You know, people knock comedy classes, but that's a great way to learn. Like, I actually took a class at the beginning because I grew up on stage. I did theater. I did music. I did all kinds of stuff. But I was, like, scared of... It is scary when it's just you and a microphone and an audience and there's nothing in between you. Like, even... I think that's why sometimes comedians give, like, prop comics or guitar comics a hard time. That's still a great art form, but it's like there is something about even having a guitar that's like some barrier that protects you. Mm-hmm. When it's just you and the audience, it can be scary, man. You live or die by your own material, even, your own source.
And this thing about being there up alone, like, if I was with on stage with someone, like, if the two of us were up on stage bantering back and forth, it's a lot easier to be funny. And so when I thought about trying stand-up comedy, I was like, well, I don't know if I can actually be funny on my own. I can be funny in conversations, but when it just comes to me doing a monologue, like, that's a different thing. Like, when I make YouTube videos alone, I don't think I seem very funny in my YouTube videos, but when I have a friend that's in a video with me, I feel
so
like I'm funny because I'm, like, interacting with someone. It's so different to be on your own and be able to be funny on your own.
It's so much easier when there's someone else. But also, this explains to you why so many stand-up comedians are control freaks. Because I started doing improv, and I was like, well, this improv is too dependent on the other people. If someone's not funny, the whole thing dies. So I would rather be in control, even if it bombs. At least I know it's my own fault and I can fix it. So, like, a lot of comedians are... And also, when you do get it, once you get it, it's a real weird, like, comedian could flip into narcissist, psychopath so easily because you get this feeling of power when you know every single person in the room, you can control them and you know it. Mm-hmm. There's a moment when you're like, I have them all. I could do anything. I can make them all cry. I can make them all laugh. I can make them all angry. And you know it. And it's a weird feeling of power. So you could go either way with that.
You sound like a psychopath.
I am. Well, I date a lot of them. So I know them when I see them. but I think you should try it again. I do a lot of shows. If you ever want to do like 5 minutes on one of my shows,
oh my God.
You're welcome to.
See, what someone said is that 5 minutes actually feels like forever when it's just you and the mic.
It's true at the beginning, but then once you get good at comedy, 5 minutes is actually the hardest thing to do.
See, I've got two bits right now. I could take up actually like maybe like 3 minutes with them probably.
Dude, I have a show coming up. I would tell the date on here if I knew it. That's horrible. I should. Guys, I'll post it, but I'm coming down to Huntington Beach to play The Rec Room. And I'm headlining, but if you want to come down, if you're in town, you can come down and do... No, but you could do 5 minutes at the top of the show.
Oh, my God. The prospect, the idea of this being real just made it a whole lot scarier.
She's doing it. I'm going to make her... I know. Well, it is scarier. It is scarier when there's pressure, but there's not, okay? Because here's the truth. The minute comedy becomes easy is when you decide... You're going to enjoy it, whether you bomb or do well, and see how it goes and have fun. The minute you have fun, you will never bomb again. I think having fun makes you bomb-proof. You know why? Imagine this. I could go on stage and be a disaster and tell you not one great joke, but if I'm having fun and laughing at myself and embracing, and I'm like, wow, that sucked too. Oh my God, I'm so bad at this. I should quit this job. You're going to laugh at the fact that it's funny that I'm bombing because you're like, she's having fun. We're having fun. We're watching her bomb. She tried. I don't have the balls to try. Everybody wins. It's the people that come on stage and they get nervous. The more people don't laugh, and they freeze up more and more and more and more.
And then it's painful to watch.
Yes. So the whole point is you just do what you want them to do. If you laugh and have fun, they laugh and have fun. That's really the secret to comedy. I just gave the secret. I'm not saying you're Bill Burr if you do that, but you'll at least never bomb again.
Hey, you guys are lucky. You should have paid $200 to get that master class in
Venmo
comedy.
Venmo me.
You have the secret.
You can Venmo me.
The secret is out. You can be a star.
So guys, you heard it here first. If she's available, Janice is playing my Rec Room show in Huntington.
My first ever stand-up comedy performance. It will go down in history.
Yeah, and the Rec Room is really fun. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Dude, we should go down. The Rec Room is like, have you ever been to Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, but I just thought of a joke.
Go down? I already know where your
dirty mind is going. No. It's when I said I have not. I have a joke about.
What's your joke? Okay. Tell your joke, Janice.
Okay, you'll get a sense for my humor.
This is your closer.
All right. So there's this rope that walked into a bar, and the rope walks up to the bartender. He says, hey, can I get a drink? Bartender goes, sorry, we don't serve ropes here. And he goes, oh, okay. So he walks out, he ties himself up, he snips his edges, and he walks back in, and the bartender goes, hey, aren't you the rope that was just in here? And he goes, nope, I'm afraid not.
Oh, you wrote that? You made
up? No. That's a joke that I just like.
Dude, if you wrote that
joke,
that's
about
a great
knots.
Joke. Oh my God, you guys, we got a sense of her humor is dad jokes, but she's a hot snowboarder. I'm at the Rec Room September 19th. I just saw Rusty pull the date up. It's September 19th. What day is that? A Thursday? Are you
it's
available?
It's a Thursday. That is the day before my birthday.
Can you come? Can you come?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Dude, she's doing the show. It's official.
Oh my God.
You're doing it. Woo. You can't back out now. She's locked in. Yo. This was so fun. We didn't pull anyone else on the podcast because you were so entertaining and the party's like ending and I'm like, I'm so happy.
Hey, there was my butt too. It was just on the screen.
Her butt was just, guys, when you walked away, I'm going to tell you something that's like a Me Too moment, but I'm a woman, so I'm going to sexually harass you and don't worry. I'm not trying to offer you a job. I'm not even going to pay you for that Rec Room spot. I'm kidding. She walked away and I actually said, look at her ass. That's a snowboard ass. You have such a great, when I tell people all the time, if you snowboard for 1 week every day, your ass is like fire. Like it is the best ass workout. I don't know a better ass workout. Do you? Than snowboarding?
My butt actually shrunk when I started to snowboard because I used to be a figure skater. Figure skaters have, like, that does...
Yeah, because they're ballet dancers. That's ballet.
Well, because you're, like, constantly, you're stroking, you're constantly kicking your leg out behind you, you're doing a workout, this.
She keeps using words like go down, stroking, and I'm just trying so hard not to...
Are you struggling right now?
Struggle.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
But just so you know, Jesus condoned partying. Jesus was turning...
Water into wine. What do you mean he condones partying? He was about it. He's like, oh, you only have water at this party? Let me hook you up.
Dude, that I just literally, yes.
You literally just had
I just tweeted
moment.
It. No, I tweeted that like a week ago. We are such soulmates. I literally tweeted, judgmental Christians are the worst. Jesus was turning water into booze to party with the middle class and the low class. Mm-hmm. He didn't even mess with the upper class. He wasn't messing with the 1%. He was down here with the losers like us. You're not a loser. I mean, me and Rusty.
I'm pretty cool. Speak for yourself, man.
Guys, this has been Date Fails. I'm really happy with this. Listen, go to CBDLion.com. Make sure you guys use my code KateQ. CBD Lion, I'm about to open a new podcast studio, and CBD Lion is all behind it. I love them. I'll also be in Chicago with Joey Diaz September 27th and Dean Del Rey. That show is going to be off the hook at the Chicago Theater. That's like my dream show. So you guys got to come out. And I love you. This has been Date Fails. Janice is the best, my new bestie. She'll be with me at the Rec Room in Huntington September 19th. And I love you guys. I'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye.